we get our new housing because our houses are standing up. You got to watch your food because the sun can go to them. Seem like the food goes to waste easy, quicker than having a house that's touching the ground. Now we've got a house that's standing up with sticks hanging like. You notice the food gets gone easy. It goes easy. Easier to. It's always good to take care of the game right away. Not throw it away and try to make use of every bit of the animal. Scale the little on top. How about when a person helps with you and the man? In missing people, it's up to the person to give a share. She says she can't go without help. So when a person helped me, I let them help themselves, whatever they want. When you put food away, be good in the cellar, that was be real good in winter. But when you didn't put it away right, it don't taste right. Mrs. Jensen. This is any plant that grows in the ground. My mom. Here's plants that my mom used to pick when we were at our camp. One is called Kungulik Ikbek, and there's red with little hair in them, onions from the wild onions. when my mom put them away, I thought, gee, how can anybody eat mixed up food like that? But in winter, when we had not much food, she put them out, and they sure would taste good. In the oily pork, seaweed pork, she put it away.
Okay.
I hear about these picnics with the mouse put away. Nice. And we go up to where they are. And we see them, the fox had dug them out of their houses. And so, right away, I would like to pick them up from the ground because they're really good. Those pigs, I used to fry them in the oven and bake them really large. When you see food and cook it, and take the dirt off, cook it clean, it always tastes real good. Even baking bread is the same. When you bake cinnamon roll like that, it tastes real good. My people always really like it. Because it's really tasty. When you watch your food and preserve it right, it's very good. That's when you watch it from the sun. Watch it from the sun, it's real good. When you cook it right without any germs in it, the child can get help from eating it. He jumped away from it. Let's never be sick from that. We should talk about it. making biscuit out of reindeer blood. It's like cake, it's soft, especially when you put fat in the dough. You just cook it, your ingredient, or biscuit mix, and you pour blood over the dough, and fat in it, it's real tasty. And cook it in the oven. Even my grandmothers used to make with it. They call it Marvi a lot better. She asked if we eat. We scrape the top of a willow, like otter, a willow that makes dye. But this is willow, regular willow. And we put it in oil and eat it like a salad. Like French dressing is your salad dressing, then they put sila for dressing. That's how they eat it. Not nimuk, it's regular willow. They call it rock pivik, a willow that they eat. In Chishmurav, they eat those every home. They scrape off the bark and they mix it up with mayonnaise and eat it like salad. Willow. Bivak from willow, regular willow. Della said she tried to eat it, but she only could chew on the inner part of the willow, but she couldn't quite eat that surface bark. So almost most homes in Chishmurav, they have already peeled willow in most homes right now. Put mayonnaise they eat this with their regular food.